Kamaat Radio, wisdom for the ear from ancient Egypt.
The beginning of time and the end of eternity, in the presence of the Nabarajar, Lord of the End, found in the books of the Paramajat, House of Books, the ascending and descending of the Paschat Ur, Great Ennead of Gods. Three houses, one each. Ra tomorrow. A seer yesterday. Har today.
The ancient Egyptians, from the earliest times, employed several calendars. A seasonal calendar, which was synchronized with the inundation of the Nile, growing and harvest seasons. Two lunar calendars were mainly for religious purposes. Two celestial calendars, one calibrated with the heliacal rising of the star Sirius, known by the ancient Egyptians as a form of Vat-Sut, or Isis, named Sapadat, a religious calendar called Ranapat-Ur-Ra, Great Year of the Sun God, and a predictive calendar that tracked the good and combative morning, day, and night. Finally, a solar calendar, and called today the civil calendar, was used for administrative and economic purposes, as well as numbering the years of the king's reign. The Nachar god Jahutya, or Thoth, reckons time, and the Nacharat Sashat counts the years back and forward into the future. In the modern era, days are divided at midnight, 12 a.m. or 0000 hours in astronomical time. However, the ancient Egyptians divided their day by the sun, and the day consisted of sunrise to just before sunrise of the next day. The daylight hours were divided by the morning sun, named as Ra-Khapar or Khepra, the midday sun, named Ra-Har-Akhatya or Ra-Harakti, and the twilight setting sun Ra-Itamu, or Atum-Ra. The nights were divided by hours, observed by our priests by the Deccan stars. Found in the tomb of Seti I, the Deccan star lists consist of 24 tables, two for each month. One hour priest would face the other, and depending on where the star was observed in relation to his partner, would indicate the hour of the night. For instance, the 16th day of the second month of Akhat, the inundation, we have first hour, leg of the giant, above the middle. Second hour, the pedestal star of the giant, above the middle. Third hour, Akhrit, the star above the left eye. Fourth hour, the bird's head, above the left eye. Fifth hour, its back above in the middle. Sixth hour, the star of thousands above the left eye. Seventh hour, Sarat, the star above the left eye. Seventh hour, Sa'rat, the star above the left eye. Eighth hour, the Orion arm above the left eye. Ninth hour, Orion, the star above the left elbow. Tenth hour, the star that follows Sapadat, or Sothis, above the left elbow. 11th hour, the star that precedes two stars above the right elbow. And 12th hour, the water stars above in the middle. Time was cyclical to the ancient Egyptians, day and night. Ra died every night and sailed his sacred bark into the Duat, far world. And every morning, the Nacharat Nuat, the celestial sky, gave birth. Ra hu Khau rose in glory. The pharaoh was considered Khau-Ra, who rises in glory like Ra. Archaeological evidence of the solar or civil calendar come from the following sources. Ebers Papyrus, 18th Dynasty. Sunmut Sealing, 18th Dynasty. Karnak Water Clock, 18th Dynasty. Ramesseum, 19th Dynasty. Medinet Habu, Temple Ceilings, 20th Dynasty. Cairo Papyrus 86637, 20th Dynasty. And Edfu Temple Frieze, late 2nd century BCE. The calendar was 12 months that were each divided into 30 days, and further divided into 10-day weeks. Each month is patroned by a Nachar, god, or Nacharat, goddess, whose feast day was on the first day of each month. The first month, Tachya, drunkenness. Jahutya in the Cairo papyrus, Tach in Edfu, and Thoth in the Coptic calendar. Second month, Manchat, cloth. Patah in Karnak, Ramesseum, and Medinet-Habu. Pana Ipat in Cairo, Coptic calendar, Paofi. Third month, Chanat Hutar, water procession of Hathor, Coptic Hathir. Fourth month, Ka-har-ka, spirit above spirit, Sakhmat or Sekhmet in Karnak, Ramesseum and Medinet-Habu, Coptic Choyak. Fifth month, Shafbarat, swelling of wheat, Ra-Iman-Nasu-Nacharo, Amun-Ra, the Pharaoh of the gods in Karnak, Man in the Ramesseum and Medinet-Habu, Ta-Abat, spirit of the dead in Cairo, and Coptic Tibi. Sixth month, Rakah Ur, great burning, Banapat Machar in Cairo, Coptic Mehir. Seventh month, Rakah Najas, small burning, Bana Iman Hatap in Cairo, and Coptic Famenoth. Eighth month, Ranutat, or the Nacharat goddess Rananutat of the harvest, Coptic Farmouthi. Ninth month, Khansu, the divinity Khansu, Coptic Pachon. 10th month, Chanat Chatya Partia, water procession of Har or Horus Chatya Partia. Pana Inat in Cairo, Coptic Paini. 11th month, Ipat Hamat, Her Majesty Ipat, revered as one of the 12-month hippopotamus goddesses and Ipet of Amun-Ra, Coptic Epiphi. 12th month, Wapat Ranapat, opening of the year, from the verb Ranap, to be young or rejuvenate. Rahar-Akhitya, or Rahorakti in Karnak, Ramesseum, Medinet-Habu, and Edfu. Coptic Mesor. This calendar at first was only 360 days, and as the ancients discovered was 5 days short to the revolution of the earth around the sun, they therefore incorporated 5 days above the year, Diu Haryu Ranapat, which they cosmologically explained at Heliopolis. Ra decreed earth and heaven to separate. He decreed that no gods could be born inside the natural year of 360 days. The god of wisdom, Jahutya, or Thoth, played a game of chance with the moon Nacha Khansu, the creator of the lifespan, to extend 5 additional days above the year, so the Nacharu Asir Osiris, Har Nachanya, Horus of Hieronconpolis, Satash or Seth, Asut Isis, and Nabat Hut Nephetis could be born from Gab and Nuat, to separate the land, embodied by the god Gab, and the heavens or Nuat. Ra ordered Shu, Nachar of the air, or lower sky, to stand between them. Therefore, the rest of creation was given a chance to occur. The observance of Haryu Ranapat varied across temples in ancient Egypt, and generally included the adoration of the Nacharu gods born on the days. Some temples did not celebrate every day, such as the birth of Satash was not observed in the temples of Aju, or Abydos, and Busiris, Jadu, as those worshipped the triad of Osiris, Isis, and their child Horus, and was due to the murder of Osiris by Seth. Despite the 6 hours of the solar calendar discrepancy, the ancient Egyptians chose not to implement a leap day, even though the solar calendar was not synchronized by a day every 4 years, 10 years for every 40, a month for every 120 years. They considered this cycle of Ra and would allow the calendar to synchronize every 1,460 years with the star Sapadat. The Macedonian pharaoh Ptolemy III Euergetes tried to fix this discrepancy and decided to make the additional Haru Harya Ranapat for the birth of Jahutya, or Thoth. However, this was never adopted by the temples, who maintained their Ranapat Ur-Ra, Great Year of the Sun God. The lunar month in ancient Egypt began on the morning after the last crescent of the waning moon had become invisible in the eastern sky just before sunrise. The lunar-based calendars led to the festival schedule of the ancient Egyptian temples. In ancient times, the lunar month was approximately 30 days, and synchronized well with the civil calendar. Today, the lunar month has slowed to 29.5 days, making the lunar year 354 days, and far outside the synchronism of the civil calendar. Danit, the last quarter moon festival. The moon eye is closing. Make festivities for its return, bringing light and protection from the dark night. Paschatyu, new moon festival. The dark moon eye is closed. In one myth, it is Jahutya, or Thoth, in the form of an Upper Egyptian bull that has taken the eye. Later, it is Satash, or Seth, that has plucked the eye from Har, Horus, and is restored by Thoth. Make festivity for the restoration of the eye and protection from the Sarahu, the evil spirits. Sanat, the first quarter moon festival. The moon eye is opening. Make festivities for its return, bringing light and protection from the dark night. Samdat, full moon festival of the moon eye of Har, Horus, son of Ha-Sir, Osiris, and Ha-Sut, Isis, is complete. Habastap, or Masapar San Nu, festival so the sky will not swallow the moon, or the lunar eclipse.
Close your eyes and inhale deeply. Sense that will take you back through the ages to the mysteries of ancient Egypt. This great civilization was world-renowned for luxury goods pleasing to the senses, caring for the body, and protective to the skin. Years of research and testing to reconstruct the most effective and luxurious aromatherapy products from ancient Egypt. Satchanacharu, Sense of the Gods. Find us at senseofthegods.com. SCENTSOFTHEGODS.com.
The Sothic calendar, which Wapat Ranapat, or opening of the year, is marked with the heliacal rising of the star Sirius over the Para'a, the great house of the Nasut Bithya, Sej and B, ruler of Upper and Lower Egypt, or Pharaoh in later periods. This is modernly understood as the heliacal rising, the point when Sapadat rises just before the sun, correcting for the Arcus Visionis, the difference between the visual observation and the actual calibrated rising. The rising of Sapadat over the first capital of ancient Egypt, where the calendar was first synchronized over the Para'a, or great house of the Nasut Bithya, the city of the first capital of the two lands, named Man Nafar, establishing of good, or Hutka Ptah, mansion of the spirit of Ptah, or called Memphis today. This occurs modernly on the morning of July 19th. Through archaeoastronomy, it has been established that the earliest occurrence of this conjunction happened about 3200 BCE, which was about the time of Narmar, or Narmer, who most likely began instituting this as marking of the new year. By the Second Dynasty, about 2773 BCE, is when we see the rise of Sapadat established by the Pharaoh as the opening of the year. The good and combative days, or the favorable slash adverse days, as they are modernly called, there are currently three sources for these days. Two are fragments, and one that is the most complete is a scribal school copy and has some errors. It is a combination of the three that allows us to reconstruct the good or combative days of the calendar. More recent research indicates this calendar tracks the magnitude of the variable binary star Algol, which the ancient Egyptians saw as the eye of Horus, As the binary stars orbit each other, a variable light is visible as one eclipses the other. The brightness was deemed nafar, good, considered the restored eye, while the dimness was the torn, incomplete eye. Aha, combative. Al Ghul's cycle doesn't synchronize with the solar day, and so the ancient Egyptian temple astronomers divide the cycle into three parts of the day. Morning, beginning at sunrise, midday until dusk, and then the night, which is from sunset to just before the sunrise of the following day. Unlike the inaccurate, commonly modern adaptations of the Nafar Aha calendar, uses mostly very favorable or adverse. Warren R. Dawson discusses several origins of the favorable/adverse calendar days in his work Some Observations on the Egyptian Calendar of Lucky and Unlucky Days. Specifically, Papyrus Salia No. 4 and the Budge Papyrus, which the calendar days referenced are on the reverse of the papyrus containing the precepts of Amenemope. Mr. Dawson explains that what is commonly identified as good, bad, or mostly good, or mostly bad, is interpreted by a series of determinative hieroglyphs. Good, written in black, is identified as thrice written, the hieroglyph Nafar, a stylized heart with windpipe attached. Bad, written in red, is the thrice determinative Aha, or combat, arms grasping the shield and mace. In the Budge Papyrus, the hieroglyph bearing the Aha scepter is used, and in a fragment of a calendar found at Kahun, a sunless horizon with the similar pronunciation Aha appears. In the 3,000 years since the eye was observed by the ancient Egyptians, the cycle has only increased by 0.017 days, making the good combative sacred eye calendar recorded in the papyrus Cairo 86637 still accurate. The seasonal calendar, which is divided into three, Akhat meaning inundation, Barat meaning going forth, and Shamu meaning low water. It is the first month of Akhat, the inundation season. In ancient times, before the Dam of Aswan, monsoons in Africa would cause the lakes that are the sources of the Nile to swell, flooding the land where the fertile planting grounds would be deposited with nutrient-rich silt from the Nile. In this earliest time, we see Narmer on his ceremonial mace carrying a hoe to break open the land to allow more water to irrigate in the drier Upper Egypt where he ruled. This was a privilege that only the ruler as the brother of the gods had the power to perform. We see this event ritualized in the day of welcoming the Nile on day 7. Finally, an important component of the ancient Egyptian calendar was the ancient Egyptians would mark their dates with the regnal year, or the year since the current pharaoh was coronated. This has become an important part in Egyptian archaeology, as experts can synchronize important events by utilizing, in part, literary evidence of regnal years.
Beginning of time, end of eternity, calendar of ancient Egypt is produced for Kamat Radio. Wisdom for the ear from ancient Egypt. Find Kamat Radio online at kamatradio.com, kamatradio.com. Kamat Radio is a production of Kamat, reconstructing ancient Egyptian culture. Find Kamat online at reconstructingancientegypt.org.